I am spiritually whole. I am spiritually whole. Things are being done all over the world to prove to mankind that mankind is spiritually whole. That in the memory of mankind are all things. An infinite warehouse of understanding, and an infinite warehouse of peace and love and joy, an infinite warehouse of wisdom and knowledge, an infinite warehouse of all that is. Fantastic! And how do we tap that warehouse? How do we tap that warehouse that says I am spiritually whole, and that I know all things, and that I have a fabulous memory? Well, whether people acquire a savant syndrome or are born with it, they exhibit a range of astounding skills. Most share one common thread, tremendous memory. Most share one common thread, tremendous memory. What we want to do is to unlock that memory, to unlock that awareness within us of all knowledge, to unlock the reality within us that tells us that we are spiritually whole. And that's our nature, that's our natural self, that's our natural being. We are that all the time. How do we unlock our spiritual reservoir of realizing I am spiritually whole? How do we reveal that? They had a very interesting show on television the other day called Joshua. And the show was about a man who came to a community. And when he came to the community, he was just himself. And he was just walking around the community as people do. And as he walked around the community, he saw things that needed to be done. And so he just stepped in there and did them. He stepped in there and touched the lives of people individually and collectively to help them reveal who they were. He knew how to speak to every generation. He knew how to understand all the people, wherever they were, whatever there was thinking, whatever their problems may have been. He was tuned in to them, and he had such great and utterly fantastic humility within himself that everyone who met him was touched by him. Not all in a positive way, because they wanted to go a different direction, but basically they all wanted to do something better. Now, how did they go about doing it? How did they go about opening up their inner self to find that spiritual wholeness that is there within them and everyone? How did they go about it? They thought of all of the fine qualities that they had within themselves and the fine qualities that they would like to see expressed in the world around them. They thought of the unconditional love, and that truly is one of the largest measures of reaching into our spiritual wholeness, unconditional love. When we are able to touch ourselves and be aware of unconditional love, being unconditionally loving at all times ourselves, we open the doorway of our spiritual wholeness more beautifully, more wonderfully, more fantastically. It's not a matter that we're giving. It's a matter that we're being. We are being who we are. When you reach out to touch someone's life, when you reach out to lift someone or to help someone on their pathway, you are not doing something for another. You're being yourself. you're recognizing that they already are uplifted, which is what they want to be. And you recognize that they already are uplifted. Now, look at yourself. Where would you like to be uplifted? In what area of your life would you like to be revealed? Now, we are speaking about I am spiritually whole. And is that an area of your life you'd like to be revealed in, being spiritually whole? Would you like to be revealed in your life that, number one, you look at yourself and you see that you are the divine, you are magnificent, you are wonderful, you are beyond measure? That's a beautiful thing to look at, isn't it? When we look at that and we say, I am divine, I am fantastic, I am glorious, and then we don't say that in competition to anybody else or in comparison, we say it to ourselves. And then we look out in the world around us, and the world is our mirror, and everywhere we look, we see beautiful people, loving people, sharing people, who are giving, giving, giving of themselves, not giving. I know I just said giving, but not giving in the sense that we think of giving, but giving in the sense of being. It's their nature to be that way. A little child has a nature to be a loving, sharing child, and everyone delights in his company. A little child has a tendency to be not happy, and other people shy away from that child. They do not want to be around that unhappy person. We have a nature within us which we have already started to develop and started to bring forth and started to reveal in our lives. And as we have done this, we are bringing forth our spiritually whole reality. We're bringing forth who, what, and how we really are. This we do every moment of our life. We can't help it. We outwardly express who we are within. We outwardly express all the genius that we are within. We outwardly express all of the caring and the love and the joy and the harmony that we are in our hearts. And as we outwardly express this, we give of ourselves so totally to all the world that all the world looks at us and says, good and very good. All the world looks at us and says, wonderful, fantastic, glorious, magnificent. Yes, all the world looks at us and says, this is the beloved, the joyful one from within, the spiritually whole being, expressing goodness everywhere, expressing unconditional love. So this day, we can start walking our spiritually whole life, our spiritually whole path, by using unconditional love as our walking stick. And so every place we turn, we are unconditionally loving, starting with ourselves. And we say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And we look at everyone in our world. We look at our family. We look at our community. We look at our friends and neighbors. We look at everyone. When I was in Nigeria and they were having a problem with the legislature down there, I said to them, say to yourself, I have the most wonderful legislators in the world here in Nigeria. Nigeria is governed by the most wonderful legislators in the world who are interested in the people, who have the people's welfare at hand. They are ideal legislators. They are ideal legislators. And I had them say this from day after day after day. I said this wherever I went, and into the schools and with all the people. And as I said it in all the schools and all the people and all the things, what happened? As I said it there, beautiful things happened, and the people started to come alive. Just like the cat jumped off the top of my monitor here and landed on my button that started up the music. She started up the music of starting to think beautiful stories, beautiful melodies, beautiful ideas. And you too can do that. It's very unexpectedly sometimes, but you too can do it. But little by little, Nigeria started to have their legislators become more beautifully revealing for the people. And sometimes they were successful in remaining that way, and sometimes they weren't. But as the people, little by little, every single moment of their life said, I have here in Nigeria the ideal legislators. The country took a step further into the good, further into the blessing. And it sets on a gold mine of oil well, the eighth largest oil reserve in the world, and it could have enough benefit for all the people. And I say it does now, that all the people living in Nigeria are wealthy, happy, healthy, surrounded by all that is good and beautiful. And this is not something that has to be an acquired savant attitude, not something that you say, I'm spiritually whole. What it is, it's putting a cause in motion for a result that you choose to experience. And you can choose to have that experience now, because that's who you are. And that's who I am. I am spiritually whole, using my original purity and integrity, using my love of unconditional love for myself and everyone to be expressed everywhere in my life, now and forevermore. And that's what it is. That's what it is, now and forevermore. Forevermore. And it is done. I am spiritually whole now.